to develop the intention for this, think about patterns within your life, things that you've been doing that have not been bringing any positive value to your life. And we don't have to say that they're necessarily negative patterns, but we just don't see these as providing value to us, giving us any sense of a positive value, any sense of joy, any sense of happiness, any sense of well-being. Can be repetitive thought patterns, repetitive actions. And how we address this within our motivation, our intention, this is the tricky part, is how to come up with a well-formed motivation, a well-formed intention. So we're going to explore this first a little bit and think about possible intentions, including I wish to bring my body and mind into a mindful state. Or simply, I wish to be mindful. I wish to recognize those thoughts and those actions that are of no positive value to me, and to replace them with positive thoughts, positive actions. In today's meditation, we're going to seek to bring about a new pathway, a new imprint. And we begin by very simply, as we always do, bringing our focus to our body's posture. Each and every time you do this, it can be like the first time. And as you will find, the more you meditate, you'll actually want to think of getting back to that, what we call the beginner's mind, of doing everything as if it were the very first time, so we can fully engage and fully embrace this. So bring the attention to the body's posture. Let yourself feel your feet grounded, connected to the floor. Make sure that the legs are approximately shoulders width apart, with your hands resting gently on your thighs or on your knees. Bring your attention into the back, into the lower back, mid-back, and upper back. Make sure that the shoulders are resting gently in their lowest position. Bring your attention to the head. Make sure that the head is centered, chin slightly down. Let the eyes be closed gently. Now let us examine the body and make sure that there are no elements within the body that are causing us to turn our attention to those parts of the body. Let us attempt to remove all elements of tension, tightness, all elements of pain. Let us work towards bringing our body into a very comfortable, very relaxed state. Let your tensions go down to the feet and begin by simply wiggling the toes. Each time you do this, you create that connection between your thoughts and your body. And very slowly begin to bring that attention up the body. Bring the attention into the calves, the shins, the knees, the thighs, all the way up to the hips. And we can make small adjustments along the way, not just to remove any sense of discomfort, but also to bring the body into a greater state of stillness, calmness, ease. Now bring that attention into the arms, the biceps, forearms, the wrists, the hands, the fingertips. We want to notice a very light touch between the fingertips and that part of the body that our hands are resting on. Now bring that attention into the lower back, mid back, and upper back. If you have any difficulties with your back, you can adjust your back in any way that will bring a greater sense of comfort to you. Now bring that attention into the shoulders and let us remove any tension that has built up over time. Very slowly, begin to raise the shoulders towards the ceiling. Feel your body growing taller, back elongating, spine stretching beautifully. Bring your shoulders up only as high as they can go comfortably. And when they've gone up as high as they can go, then stop and let them drop. Good. Let's do this one more time with the visual. Two strings attached to the shoulders, and those strings go all the way to the ceiling, and the strings magically start to be pulled up to the ceiling, and feel your shoulders just following those strings, and feel yourself once again growing taller, the back stretching, beautifully stretching, spine elongating, until those strings have brought your shoulders up as high as they will go comfortably. And when they have stopped there, just imagine those strings get cut. Let your shoulders drop. And bring your attention now into the jaw. And very gently begin to move the jaw from side to side. Now bring your attention into the face. Examine the cheekbones, the cheeks, the eyes, the eye sockets, eyebrows, the forehead. Examine the whole face. And if you encounter any discomfort, use your thoughts. Tell that part of the body to release, to let go. Let your mind examine the whole body now and see if any parts of the body were not addressed, any elements of discomfort. Let your mind determine if there's any parts of the body that need to be placed into greater comfort. Then go to those parts of the body and make the necessary adjustments. As your meditation practice at home continues and you start to sit for longer periods of time, you can use this period, this examination of the body, to go deeper into the body and look for elements that you should be addressing. We can examine the skeletal system, circulatory, muscular system. We can examine the organs. We can begin to notice within the organs different elements that are affecting us. We can begin to notice elements of heat, cold, dullness, sharpness, excitation. You want to pay particular attention to the organs, including the liver, gallbladder. Pay particular attention to the stomach, the kidneys, the heart, to notice how rapidly the heart is beating. If we notice that the heart is beating a little too rapidly, we can start to use the breath a little bit. Breathe in to the heart and just calm it down. We can examine the lungs and see if there's any degree of tightness. Any degree of the effects of allergies, asthma, bit of a cold. We want to examine the brain, the head, see if there's any pain, any sharpness, any dullness. For any parts of the body that you examine closely that you cannot make that physical adjustment to, we bring our thoughts to the visual of seeing that part of the body, that discomfort, as a black smoke or a toxin. And we imagine that we could remove that black smoke or toxin with a very deep in-breath through the nostrils, and then we can remove it with a deep out-breath through the mouth. And even if there's no discomfort within your body right now, let's do that simple breathing exercise. And just imagine you had a little bit of throbbing within the head, the temples, or you've noticed something internally. And let's do this one time together. Let us remove that discomfort now with a very deep in-breath. Breathe in. And then release. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Today we started by setting our intention. We worked on the body's posture. We removed all discomfort from the body with a body scan. Now let us bring our attention to the breath and gently breathe in through the nostrils and breathe out through the nostrils. We want to follow each in-breath right from its entrance into the nostrils, into the lungs, and follow the air as it leaves the lungs and leaves the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. We want to feel with each out-breath all remaining elements of discomfort, all remaining elements of tension leaving us. Feel the body releasing. We want to notice the mind calming. Thoughts becoming still, just a little bit. It's almost like water being very agitated and then slowly but surely settling. each in-breath and out-breath should bring you into a deeper state of stillness, a deeper state of calm. Each in-breath and out-breath should bring a sense of clarity, focus to the mind. You're always going to notice thoughts, and we want to notice those. At the same time, we want to quiet that hyperactivity of the mind. Just let it naturally unravel, naturally quiet down. And we can look at those thoughts as they come to our mind and just notice them. You can take the thoughts with your in-breath and then let them release with the out-breath. When we have the same thoughts over and over, and we take the same actions over and over, we create habitual patterns. When these are done enough times, they become automatic. So no matter what we are doing and what we are thinking, we have programmed ourselves to do what we trained our brains and bodies to do. To untrain the mind and body, we need to instill new habitual patterns. We start by saying quietly within our minds, as I sit here, I bring to mind something that has become a habit within my life, a habit that I wish to change. Of all the things that I do, it is the one thing that I wish to change in my life, as it serves no positive purpose. As you think about this habit, it may be a physical act or a thought pattern. And we continue saying within our mind, I have a deep attachment to this, and I have engaged in this many times. It is now part of me, and as much as I know that it serves no positive purpose, I have been afraid to give this up. I bring to mind now the habits that I wish to change. And as I bring my thoughts to these habits, there is one in particular that calls out to me. Even though I know that it is not good for me, I feel the need to engage in this. Continue saying these words within your mind. I have engaged in this habit for so long. It is now second nature to me. Still, I know that I would be better off without it. We bring our thoughts to all attempts that we've made to bring about a change in our lives. What actions have we taken to try to address these habitual habits? Let the thought of any actions that you've taken come to your mind. The actual actions, physical, verbal, the thoughts. When we seek to bring about a change, and we have been unsuccessful, we have an opportunity to look at our attempts to bring about that change and to examine why we have not been successful. This is not done to be critical of ourselves. Quite the opposite. It is done because we're being compassionate and we're looking at what has worked and what has not worked for us. We have made efforts to the best of our abilities, still not brought about the changes that we seek. And we acknowledge this in this moment. And yet we believe that there are ways that we can bring about this change. So the first step is to simply see the change that we wish to bring about. See what it looks like. See what it feels like. Change comes in many shapes, many colors, in many ways. Allow yourself to imagine the change that you seek. And as we start to investigate this change, start to examine what we might look like, how we might feel with this change in place. Bring to mind an image of yourself now. It can be any image of yourself. It can be a photograph, that you remember easily, that comes quickly to mind. It can be the image that we see each and every day when we look in the mirror and see our reflection. There are some of us that have difficulty doing this. And if you are one of those, it's quite all right. Just imagine a reflection of yourself in front of you. And notice all the elements of yourself, the shape of your body, the outline of your body. You might even notice what you're wearing. Notice your posture. Notice your facial expression. Notice how the eyes look. If we look carefully enough, we could see that element, that habit, that change that we seek within ourselves. We can see how it manifests within our bodies, our postures, within our facial expressions. The eyes and the shape of the mouth are so telling. If we can look closely enough, we can see how that habitual habit, these patterns, how it affects our smile, our gaze. And as you do this, once again, we don't do this to judge ourselves. We do this to open up our hearts, to allow compassion, to open up, to look upon ourselves with great loving kindness. Now that we've seen that habitual pattern, that change that we seek, we try to imagine what we might look like after making that change. Let your mind explore and just imagine what you might look like with this change in place, this change that you have wanted. How might it affect your appearance? Would you see a difference in your body's posture? Possibly see yourself with a much more confident, proud, happier posture. You might see a facial expression that tells you that this version of yourself is very happy, very content, free of the habitual patterns that have been there for so long. You might see a beautiful smile on that face. Eyes beautifully wide open, focused, glistening. We imagine all aspects of that version of ourself in front of us now, thinking about how this change might manifest itself. And as we notice all these changes, we imagine all these changes, a feeling great compassion, loving kindness comes into us. A very positive feeling that I can be that person. I can possess all those positive traits that I imagined. And what if we imagine exchanging ourselves now with that reflection, that version of ourselves that we've been looking at? What would it be like to step into that body? Imagine yourself trading places or stepping into that body and allowing that new version of yourself to exist now within you. Try this new version of yourself on as if we were trying a new coat, a new jacket, a new pair of shoes. How does it feel to be that new person? Let yourself breathe gently right into your heart and just experience these moments. Imagine ourself in this new body, as this new version of ourself, and let all the emotions, all the feelings that accompany this come into you. Allow yourself to feel any sense of joy and happiness that accompanies this. For some of us, it can be a very powerful experience, and a tear or two may even come to your eye thinking about that new version of yourself. But these are never tears of sadness, these are tears of joy, to think about the version of that person that I once was, and the version of the person that I will be, that in this moment I can experience. Continue gently breathing in and gently breathing out. And if you can hold on to that image of this new version of yourself, let it stay there within your mind and just hold your attentions there for as long as you can. And just stay there. Let us take in now a nice, deep, cleansing in-breath. And a big out-breath. Bring your attention down to the feet. Gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to the hands and gently wiggle the fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally sight. And very slowly, as you're ready, open your eyes and become fully present.